Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, I'm going to make reference to that Ephesians passage. If you were hearing that and thinking, what did that just say? That's okay. That's the longest sentence in the entire Bible. No joke. In the original, now the English is going to have a lot of periods there, but the original Greek, that is one long run-on sentence. Yikes. All right, so you may want to hold that up for reference here this morning. Dear friends, when a person doesn't know their plan and doesn't know how they fit into that plan, it brings on insecurity and fear. Just ask Mr. Muhammad Ashish if that's true. Muhammad Ashish, you may have heard about the story just about 2 or 3 months ago. Mr. Ashish was abandoned on a ship off a port in Egypt. This happened in April, but he was originally abandoned all the way back in July of 2017. That's when Egyptian authorities came onto the vessel to kind of check to see what was going on. The contractor of that ship had run out of money to purchase more fuel, so the ship was stuck. And the owners of that ship, they had run into financial hardship. So there you have it. Mr. Muhammad Ashish was stuck. And then a whole bunch of unfortunate events happened. As the ship was detained out in the ocean there, out in the waters, as the ship was detained, the authorities found out that the captain had wandered from the ship back on shore. And the authorities had to designate one person on the ship who was the captain who was in charge. And through a series of unfortunate events and through talking and some manipulation and conversation, Muhammad signed on the paperwork that he was the captain of the ship. And because of that, he couldn't leave the ship. If he left the ship, he would be imprisoned by Egyptian law for the rest of his life. That sounds harsh. So there he was, stuck on a ship, abandoned ship, for 4 years. True story. This just happened just a few months ago. When a reporter asked this man, Mr. Ashish, how he felt, he said this. He said that he felt insecure. He felt insecurity, and he felt filled with fear. And you can't blame him. Isn't that what happens when we don't have a plan or a purpose? We're kind of stuck, abandoned. Now, some of you might be thinking, Pastor, a ship halfway across the world, how does that relate to my life? What does that have to do with my life? Well, yeah, you may not have been abandoned on a ship, but aren't those feelings of feeling insecure real with each one of us? Not really knowing our plan or purpose, maybe? My friends, that is the background of the book of Ephesians. That's what this little letter is about. It's written by one man who's in prison. Paul writes this towards the end of his career. He's in prison, yet he's secure in who he is. And he writes to a bunch of Christians that he's met before who are free, yet they are feeling very insecure. Paul had shared Jesus with them. They had the head knowledge. For 3 years, Acts tells us Paul was in Ephesus. It was his longest stay of all the places that he stopped. He stayed 3 years in Ephesus. He got to know the people. But you see, I think what's going on behind this letter, as we're going to study in the next few weeks, is this. They believed Jesus. They believed in what he did. But they didn't know their part in the plan. They didn't have a clear picture of their purpose in God's plan. Then add all this on. If you read the book, there are these other things going on. There's lots of division going on. Division between Jews and Gentiles. Division between uncircumcised and circumcised. Division on all sorts of legal matters. Division on all sorts of issues. And so you can see why these people are feeling very insecure. Can we relate? How's last year gone with division in the world? Now, the divisions that we've seen over the last year are just as real as they were in the first century, and the divisions are maybe a little different. We've had division regarding racial differences, racial topics, quite a bit over the last year, and in the years leading up, we've had division over what, politics? Was there an election? Yeah, there was. That did happen. That was last year. There's been division on all sorts of matters. And you know what happens with that is that whenever there's division in the world, what happens is there are winners and there are losers. Always winners and losers with division. You may be, over the division that's happened this last year, you may be feeling good about what's happened because the way you saw things, it came out really well, and it feels good when things come out well. Or you may be on the losing side of things. But here's the reality. At some point in a world that is highly divisive, at some point, every single one of us is going to be on the losing end. That's the way division works. And that doesn't feel so good. And when there's so much division, we can know the truths about Jesus. We can say that we believe them, but you see, when there's so much division and divisiveness, we can sometimes get confused about what our purpose is in God's plan and how we fit in. And so we can feel like we're on an abandoned ship floating out in the sea.